I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and we're on pre-Thanksgiving. This is the weekend before the upcoming Thanksgiving, and we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some alternatives to the Big Bird. We'll hit the Big Bird, too. But right now, we were going to talk a little bit about pork. I don't know where you're shopping, but at our meat markets, Sobey Meats, or if you go to the big box stores around, I think you're going to find that pork is, right now, it's inexpensive. We talked to Tim Sobey about that a few weeks ago when he was on the show, and he mentioned that they had been freezing it and there was a glut, and now they're kind of unloading it on the marketplace, and therefore it's pretty inexpensive. But it's still great meat. It's one of the premier meats to put on a grill or a smoker, so we thought we'd hit on that. What's your thoughts, Bob?
I'm still thinking about venison. Yeah. Bone-in, I think you really like bone-in pork chops.
I do. They're my favorite.
What would you do on the grill with bone-in?
Well, there's lots of flavor profiles. I don't think there's not much I need to do to it if I've got an inch-thick chop with the bone-in. You know, it's like a little T-bone. It's the pork's T-bone, if you will. There's a little itty-bitty kind of loin side, and there's a little hog strip side, if you will. And the flavor's really good in that. There's usually a little fat cap on it. So I know that fat's not good for you, but I'm also a big proponent of fat as flavor. And so a little bit of fat on a bite of pork is just a wonderful flavor in your mouth. Now, lots and lots of seasonings that you can put on that, but I just put a dry rub on it usually if they're already cut into chops. You know, I've got two that are my go-tos. One's apple and one's a Memphis profile. The Memphis is a little bit citrusy. The apple's got a little bit of sugar, and it's a little sweeter. Both of those, I think that like beef, I bring it to room temperature before I grill it. They're thinner than beef. They come up a little quicker. But I put that seasoning on when it's cold and let it come up to temperature with the seasoning on it, and it kind of draws it in, especially if you've got a salt profile in your seasoning. It'll draw it into that meat, and then it's a quick cook. You know, my mom, when we were growing up, she cooked pork to death because she was, you know, afraid of the trichinosis. But that's gone. Yep. That's way out of our history. And it went by with buggy whips, I think. And you know what? I want a pork chop 140 degrees, maybe. It's okay if it's a little pink on the inside for me. I don't need to go to hockey puck hard like my mom did every time we had it. I grew up hating pork chops, and now it's one of my favorite things that I have on the grill. Because if they're done right and they're not overcooked and they're seasoned properly, it's a wonderful piece of meat. Very lean. The fat is usually around the cap. The muscle meat is pretty lean. And so if you want to avoid the fat, then you just, you know, cut it off when it hits your plate. I'm always going to cook it on there because it's pretty. It gets dark colored and it gets a little crispy.
It is a nice look, yeah.
Right?
So if I get my option, I'm going to have Tim's people cut that chop at about an inch and a half.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you just go to your supermarket, they're going to be like shoe leather.
Yeah.
So I want a
half
nice thick, at least an inch.
Right.
But inch and a half is beautiful. Then I'm big on pork chops getting tenderized, so I'll take my jacquard out, and I'm going to pound that thing for a little bit. It's tougher to do bone in, but you can still do it. And then to go along with your rub, I might put it in some apple cider for a couple of hours while it warms up on the counter.
Yep.
I might just let it marinate, come up to temp. Right. I'm not going to leave it in there a real long time, and then when I pull it out, I'm going to put my whatever spices on it I want and throw it right on the grill.
Right.
And I'm not going to bring it to anything higher than like 140.
Right. Exactly. But that apple cider on there is, you know, cider's got a little bit of consistency to it and it'll stick.
And it's got a little acid.
Right, to the chop. So the acid tenderizes, but it also creates a wet surface for your seasonings to stick to. And like you said, right out of the cider, maybe let it drip a little bit so it's not running all over your counter. But other than that, season it up, throw it on the grill, man.
You could also pat it down with a paper towel and put some EVO on it.
Yeah. But you know what? The cider's enough moisture.
I think it is.
Yeah.
You can get ridiculous about your
You know, the other thing with deer camp still going on, right? We got till the end of the month. It's only the 21st, 22nd this weekend. Smoking those pork chops and then
before you go
yes. and then taking them with you and then just throw them in your cast.
Or just going to your favorite butcher and buying his smoked pork chops.
Yeah,
because
a lot of
folks out there just don't have a smoker.
Right.
Or maybe have never brined meat to smoke like that.
Right.
And when you smoke pork chops or whole loin or however you're going to do it, most people will brine an entire pork loin for like 24 hours and then they'll smoke the whole thing with their rub on it.
Right.
And then they'll cut the chops. A lot of these that you see in the shop, you'll see the smoke ring around it and clean meat in the, and you can tell they cut it after they smoked it. And it's just a beautiful look.
Right.
Now,
maybe you could touch a little bit on a brine. I'm sorry, but I want to because that's a key component of smoking a whole loin is putting it in that brine, I think.
Yes. And you can look up your own brine recipes, but I mean basically salt and sugar recipe with water, 2 gallons of water.
Right. Yep. And you want to submerge it.
3 cups of sugar and a cup of salt,
right.
something like that.
And you're going to submerge. You could put some aromatics in there, too, if you want.
I absolutely would, whatever you like. But, you know, I always tell you I'm a big friend of thyme, but I also like a citrus. Just be careful of the acids you throw in there because you don't want to cook it, cold cook it.
And you got to keep it cold. This is not a room temperature thing. You got to put it into brine, submerge it. A big 2 gallon, depends
cooler.
On how big the meats you are.
A cooler.
A cooler
will work. In your garage.
Right.
Yep.
And then throw a bag of ice on top of the bag of the brine, sealed up in like a garbage bag or a big Ziploc, 2 gallon Ziploc or something, how big ever your meat is.
Yeah. And if you want to just brine individual pork chops, you can do that too and smoke them.
Yep.
But doing a loin is nice because then when you slice them, it's just really pretty. It's a beautiful look. I'm so hungry.
Right.
But I used to just go to years ago, I used to go out to a place called Jones's Meats.
Yeah.
And buy his smoked pork chops. It was the first place I had ever found them. It was before Sobey was even open. And then I found that his were just a little too salty.
Yep.
So you got to be careful on that brining process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The sugar's much more forgiving than the salt.
And you're going to, if they're smoked through, then you could eat the whole, you could eat them as they are smoked. But but I prefer to hit them in a cast skillet, put a little caramelization on them, maybe with a little bit of EVO in the bottom of the pan, and just put a little color and
but if you're in deer camp, you're going to have a fire going every night.
Right.
So if you have a grate or if you have a tripod with a grate, whatever you're doing, putting some grill marks on it looks really good, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I brought my little hibachi up, and I never pulled it out once.
Really?
No, because I made stew and chili and all this stuff. We just kept heating food up. I had a microwave at deer camp for the first time.
Hello. We're in modern times. Hey, you've got an item on here that I want to talk about, grilled potato salad.
Yes.
Tell me what that's all about.
I couldn't find the recipe I used the one time I ever made it, but this one looked close to what I can remember. But it came off myrecipes.com, and it looks pretty much like mine looked. It's basically using the Yukon Gold potatoes.
Ooh, I like
and
those
you slice
guys,
them down the middle in half, and you get your grill hot, maybe 400 degrees, and with an area left unheated for indirect heat. Put the potatoes in oil and shake them around a little bit, and then put them flat side down for about 8 to 10 minutes in the indirect spot.
Okay. So you're roasting them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you can put them on the grill over the heat and grill them until they're about where you want them, and then move them over to the indirect. It depends on how hot your fire is, if you even know.
Right.
You'll find the place.
Yep.
But make sure there's lots of oil on them because
great use of like Old World Olive Company's garlic EVO.
Yeah, or butter.
Or butter. Either one of those would be really good on there.
So then you put some EVO and some mustard, vinegar, oregano, and capers, chili flakes, anchovies in a large bowl. Mix them together, and then you stir in. You cut those potatoes up. You stir them in together, and believe it or not, the anchovies make it.
Mm, sounds good. Sounds really good. Coming up next, it might not just be your turkey for Thanksgiving. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.